Primarily, what I want to talk about is high income skills and what you can be focused on in your company, where you're needed, okay? If you don't know how to bring in business to operate it, there's no business. You need to be really good at marketing and selling one thing. You got to master sales, simple scales, fancy fails all day. Be really good at customer service. You are serving people, serve them really well, better than anyone else. Welcome to the Seven Figure Salon Podcast with Rachel and Drew. I'm Drew. Going solo with you today. Really excited to talk to you about something that I am very, very much into, very much a student of, and it is high income skills and how that's applicable to a salon, service-based business in general. So if you're watching this and you don't own a salon, you'll still be able to derive a lot of value from it. That's my goal here, just to give you something that you can actually utilize and implement today, right? Me kind of give a general example of my main focus in our companies. We have now seven LLCs. I focus a lot on our real estate, which is a lot of acquisition. I focus a lot on other acquisitions where it's marketing, around our marketing teams, our sales divisions. I have built and implemented and stood all of that up through personal experience over the last, 8 years, done about 10 million in sales through these processes. I have failed far more than I have succeeded in this world of acquisition. I've spent over 600,000 plus on ads, and that is, I'm always learning. So I don't say that arrogantly. I say that as I fucked up a lot. So I can share with you what that looked like to help you avoid some mistakes. So also very process driven. I love to have organization built for us. That way we can understand exactly what we need to understand to solve the right problems to move the companies forward. So before it was a lot of gut decisions, which is really, really valuable. I don't want to undercut back a napkin math for businesses, because you can build the business to a million on what I call back a napkin math. And there's a certain point to where that won't work anymore though. So high income skills look a lot like acquisition on the front, but also understanding numbers and processes on the back. KPIs, key performance indicators. You have your key performance indicators, like might be like a goal you're trying to hit that month, that quarter, that week, and then you're gonna have your processes. Now, your KPIs are indicators of your key process indicators. So what that means is, okay, I want to hit this number this week for like your stylist, for your team, for your business, whatever it may be. But what are the processes that are driving that KPI? Your key process indicators are going to be, I'm sorry, your key performance indicator is going to be an indication of your processes working or not working. So are your key process indicators aligning with the KPI? So you kind of want to work back forward, right? So primarily what I want to talk about is, I wanted to frame that up, but I want to talk about the high income skills and what that is and what you can be focused on in your company. If you're a partner in a salon, where you're needed, okay? Me and Rachel work very differently. We're very similar. However, how we work and what we work on is different, okay? So what that looks like is, I'm gonna point and dive in on acquisition, okay? The money-making stuff. You have to be able to know how to make money so you can have operations. If you don't know how to bring in business to operate it, there's no business. So to get to a $1 million company, you need to be really good at marketing and selling one thing. Okay. One. And a lot of what I'm going to say is simple, because simple scales, fancy fails all day. And you need to do one thing, not more things. If you have a power washing company, if you own a salon, salon's hair, do really good in great hair. Be really good at driving people to your company. Be really good at customer service. You are serving people. Serve them really well, better than anyone else. Have them the best experience. Be really great at inviting them back in. So high income skills, the first one is going to be selling stuff. Sales. Sales is people, right? I'm about to roll out a couple funds. We're going to start raising millions to acquire more real estate. That's sales, y'all. Like that is what that is. You have to be able to communicate with humans, understand their desires, their goals, their problems, And you have to be able to have the skill set to one, be able to solve their problem, but also be able to articulate that you can solve their problem. So you don't want to just talk in circles and talk nonsense. You need to come with pragmatic solutions to people's problems. Okay. On top of that, you need to come to conversations not with your hand out, right? If you're coming in and you have an agenda and you're looking to just close everyone you talk to, that's going to create sales resistance. The job, the game in sales is not to close everyone. You know, we don't want to close everyone. We don't, every person I talk to, I don't want to bring into what we're doing. Like they're not, they might, it not, might not be a fit, right? It is not sell everyone all the time constantly. It is have enough conversations, have enough communications with people. That way you can find the people that work for what you're doing and then offer to help them fix their solution. And if they say yes, do a damn good job of it and continue to do a great job of it. Great job. Good isn't good enough anymore. It's got to be great to stand out. Like excellent. Okay. So sales, acquisition, really understanding how that process works. Now, if you're in any sort of business and you're selling stuff, rather it's concrete, rather it's power washing, rather, you know, you're like Rachel's great grandpa and owns a roller skate rink. He owned that for a while. You got to be good at people. You got to like people. I love people. I'm very interested in people. And it's authentic. I'm not interested in them because I want to get their money. I'm interested in them because I want to help them. And when I pivoted from trying to get money to value, I started growing a lot. So I'm going to talk about the kind of broad view of what high income skills are, but then I'll get tactical for you as well. So you got to be able to do this first. You got to be able to talk to humans. You got to have conversations. The entire American economy is people talking to each other, trading money for product and service. Okay. Again, people talking to each other, trade money for product and service. Money is just what we do. It's just what we've decided to trade on. If it was gum, we would trade gum for a product and service, but it's money. That's what we've decided as humans to trade and hold value. It only has value because we give it value. So sales, you got to be good at that. You got to master sales, okay? And not in a manipulative way. Do not do that. Do not be a manipulative salesperson. You will not get far and you're going to piss people off, okay? So one way to do that is not try to, like I said before, not try to close everyone you talk to. Not try to upsell everyone you talk to. Not try to get everyone to come to your thing that you're talking to. Make an impact, make a difference. Go in to contribute in these conversations. Like we go to these masterminds all the time. We're always going to events. We are not there to make sales. That is not why we go. We are there to build relationships. We're there to create value for humans. And then when you do that, people come to you and they want more of what you're doing. Okay. Get good at that. Get good at being great. Okay. That is sales. That's how you influence someone. Because if you're influential, people are going to want to be a part of what you're doing. You know, if you're a hardcore pushy slime ball, you're not. And you can accidentally be a slime ball. Back when I began, like I really needed money. Like in when I opened my first business, I had a gym. Like I was broke. Like I couldn't get groceries. I was a single dad. Like I needed to get memberships signed up so I could eat. You guys understand? Like I needed to pay my bills, my light, eat. Like I was broke. And I was working very, 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 very hard and I was still broke. That is tough. I wasn't doing sales and acquisition right. I was too busy doing the operating stuff. I wasn't focused on the money-making stuff, which is the people, right? In the beginning, I did a really good job. First, we opened in 2013. 2013 to 2015, I was really connected to people. And I was doing a really great job at creating value. And then we expanded. We got a larger facility. And I got so wrapped up in operations, going boom, boom, boom. I lost my foresight. And I was so busy trying to keep the doors open, painfully trying to keep the doors open, that I stopped connecting with humans. So sales weren't as good as they were before. So that is what you need to focus on a high income skill, is sales. Marketing is another piece of it. Okay. Sales processes are very similar. If you own a salon, like it is important to map out this process. And this is crucial. So this is what we've laid out. We've been able to teach people this through having what we call conversion conversations. And you really want to be great at being able to do this, but also being able to teach it, right? If I spend 10 minutes with someone and I explain what they need to do, how they need to go about it, what to say, when to say it, then they're going to make more sales. And really, the structure behind on how we do this is we just, again, listen to what the customer needs and what they want, and just having it facilitating a great experience for them. Everything I'm teaching you and talking about right now is a high income skill. And it's so simple, right? Everyone's looking for this other magical thing, this widget or this app or this magical unicorn that makes millions of dollars. It's the simple stuff. It's connecting with people. It is having a great product or a great service that really solves their problem and offering it to them, okay? That's sales, right? Being genuine while you do this is the magic, is the secret sauce, okay? A lot of people say they try to be genuine, but they're not. They're trying to get their bag. They're trying to get their money. And like I said before, you can be a slime ball and do this, or you could be in survival mode. If you're in survival mode, like I wasn't trying to be a slime ball. Like, I was trying to get groceries, but I came off as desperate because I was. So that creates sales resistance, right? So you got to be neutral. You got to be calm. You got to be unconnected to the sell, right? You're there to help them. So that's a piece of it. That is the conversation. But how do we get them to have this conversation? This is marketing. This is where you're driving people to locations. Another income, high income skill that you need to begin to study is marketing. You need to understand how to build, roll out, execute, launch advertisements on Facebook. You need to understand how to do this stuff on TikTok. You need to understand how to do this through email, through SMS. You need to understand how to do this on Google. You need to understand marketing, okay, and what fits best for yours. My jam is Meta. We do a lot of Facebook ads and Instagram ads. We do a lot of email stuff as well and SMS. That's like the four things that we do a lot of. There are other things that are out there. We do a bit of Google, but we're not pushing hard in Google. We really do Google kind of organically by getting 5-star reviews and things like that. So if you're getting 1,000 5-star reviews, your Google game is going to be pretty solid, right? Google is more expensive, but you need to understand the difference between prospect leads and understanding how to build an acquisition team to where you're creating awareness around social media. And through social media, you're creating the bridge, the conversations, and then you're also facilitating the execution of these conversations to offers, where you're offering people to either come into your location, you're offering them for a free service to experience what you do. If you are new to this, you need to do it for free. I know. You're like, I thought I was not supposed to discount our services. Now, if you're creating new clients and you don't have if you're like I was at my gym in the beginning, where I was up there, I'd work with someone and then I'd have another 8 hours of the day because I didn't have any customers. I start inviting people in, giving them free experiences, capture it, get a testimonial, push those testimonials back out there to drive those conversations to get people to come in, right? If you are a partner or a husband to a salon owner, this is where your focus needs to be. Do this, get good at this, get great at this, get good at ads, take courses. We have stuff in here, but consume all of my stuff and then sign up for other things. Read books. Right. An amazing book is $100 Million Leads, Alex Hormozi. $100 Million Offers. Write those down. Read those. That is, dude gets into the minutia of what to do, right? And you need to pick a few things out of there and start doing them. You know, what you got to do, you got to give something away for free that people would normally pay for. Introductory to your company, your services, things like that. And you can't charge for these things because it'll create sales resistance, right? You got to offer something great, something you would normally charge for, and get them into the location. The intention is not to make money on the front end of your ads. It's to build a relationship. You need to look at the lifetime value of your customer. What is the lifetime value of a customer? And what can you do or give them on the front of this relationship so you can secure that lifetime value? Everyone is looking on the front end. They're trying to make a buck on the front. It's not about the front. It's about the lifetime value. It's about the long play. And if you establish enough long play relationships with people, you're going to make money. You're going to build business. You're going to make a difference. So that is a huge piece of where you need to focus on, because the ads create the awareness. They create the traffic that's driven to your companies. And in your companies, you are executing operations, the service itself, right? That's Rachel's jam. We own salons. We have coaching companies. We both coach a lot in here. But you will have your area of expertise. Divide and conquer, right? If you're solo right now and you don't have a partner, you can bring in someone that works for you and then give them the tasks that you have a difficult time doing. And if you're listening to this and you own a company, you cannot outsource this game. Don't hire an agency to teach you how to understand marketing. Don't do that. Even when you grow big, like right now I have people, I have a marketing team that I pull them in. I know what we need to do. I tell them what we need to do. They show me, okay, here's what we're going to do to get there. I'm steering the boat still, right? It's not like, hey, how is marketing going? Oh, we got this many views. Cool. Thanks. Let's keep going. Or like the magazine company comes in to your location and they sell you a centerfold ad. You need to be able to understand conversion. Is a centerfold ad going to get people into your location to buy money, to pay money at your front desk? Maybe. Doubt it though. When was the last time you're a consumer? When was the last time you were looking through a magazine and you saw a center page ad and you're like, oh, I'm going to go there and partake in their services? I bet you've never done that. Maybe some of you, but it's typically scrolling on social media. You'll find something, you'll register, you'll sign up, and then you'll go check it out, right? And it's got to be good. You're not going to go check it out unless it's legit. You know, like all these, like these retail, like buy 17, get one free. Like, get out of here. That's a terrible offer. I'm not going to do that. Just trying to get me to buy 17 things, you know? So marketing and sales and numbers. Know your numbers. You don't have to do the numbers. You don't have to build the map. You need to know how to read a map. Okay. So understanding how to read a profit and loss statement, that is crucial. If you have not done any studies, oh, I know how to read a profit and loss statement and you haven't studied it, study it. You don't know how to read it. You don't just know how to read it. You got to go through and learn how to do this really, really well. You need to learn how to drive traffic and build ads really, really well. You need to learn how to build organic content really well. This is how I've been able to get my social media up from 500 followers to over 144,000 followers, right? And then there's times to push. Like right now, we're not pushing my social media hard. That's all good. Like that's not where the main focus of traffic is right now. We're doing a lot of stuff through email. We're doing a lot of SMS. We're doing a lot of stuff through Rachel's page. We'll start. There's a lot of opportunity in mind, but that is just another thing that will, another wing of the company that will launch. But we don't want to launch things unless we are driving these, again, key process indicators to the key performance indicators. Okay. So lot on this call, but if you are owning a company and you don't know where you fit in, this is where you fit in. You fit on the front and you fit on the back, because likely that middle piece is handled. I don't go into the salons and tell Chrissy or Rachel where I think they should put the candles. That's not my deal. That's not my place. That's taken care of, right? My deal is with the acquisition team in the morning, having meetings, creating content, creating structures and process to drive people to the businesses so our girls can build careers. A lot of it's behind the scenes. A lot of the stuff nobody will see you do, but it's not, you have to be, there has to be someone in the back pulling levers, moving things forward so that these great conversations can happen in-house. So hope that was helpful. Just want to share a lot of these things and the stuff that I've talked about today has come through me screwing up. Like I've done Google Ads, I've done Yelp, I've done the magazines, I've done the flyers, I've done the door knocking, I've done all the things, you know. And you really want to get good at building ads, running ads, understanding conversions, calls to action, understanding lifetime value, cost per lead, really understanding the game of paid marketing, because organic marketing is the same thing as paid, right? Only thing difference is you're going to be pushing paid advertisements. More eyeballs are going to get on it, so you'll get more data. You'll get more clients, but you'll get more weirdos too. So you need to know how to siphon through all that stuff, play that game, get really good at it. Track your numbers on the back. What's my cost per lead? What's the cost to acquire a customer? What's my lifetime value? What's my profit margin? Those are N bookend numbers of your company. When you know those things, now you have your foot on the gas and it becomes about pouring gasoline on the fire to scale the company. Right? So oftentimes you have a company that's cruising, that's in viability. If you're in the viability phase, it means it's cruising. You don't have to be there all the time. If you're in the startup phase, it's all you. Like you. Then you get to viability. You have a team that's helping you build these things and do these things. Then you're going to get to you're going to get to scale. People think that they're scaling businesses. Scaling businesses is when the business is running completely without you there, and you have all these numbers I just explained to you laid out, and you understand the map, And then now you're going to push. You're going to push it by doubling, tripling your ad spend. You're going to be spending $5, $10, $15, $20, $25,000 a month on your stuff. We're wanting to spend about $47,000 a month on marketing. That's what we're going to have to do to scale. And it's scary. Scaling, and just know this, I'll leave you with this. Every time it's time to push your business forward, to really push it forward, not oh, I'm going to make an email campaign blast. That's not really pushing your business forward. Every time you level up to bring on the team, to bring on the advertisements, to bring on the structures that you need to grow, you're going to put everything on the line. Everything is going to be on all the events that we do, the traveling, everything that we do, we put everything on the line to do it. And it's scary and it's difficult. It's not smooth. It's not easy. It's not chill. We're risking everything to grow it. So you're going to have that mindset. You're going to have to be able to understand the things that I laid out for you in this video. That way you can push. That way you can grow. All right. I'll leave you with that. Peace.